crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hit me again. Put me live. Second hour on this fourth day of May 2014. Coming up, the Tosh Plumlee interview, integrated from the two interviews earlier in the week that are so bombshell with the latest info that's coming out. We're going to air some excerpts of that and get into other news as well. Where to begin? I haven't got into this news yet. The new issue of the magazine is out, 1776 Part 2. Buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And in it, we get into the latest on the Bundy Ranch, but the BLM's activities in Texas and other areas. But here's a new article from AP. Feds consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. The U.S. Department of Interior announced this week that it will consider taking Alaskan tribal land into trust. The move could lead to pockets of Indian country where tribal courts and governments would have authority to create their own laws and justice systems, the Anchorage Daily News reported. So now they're announcing the feds are taking it over so the Indians could have their own law. See, that's selling a lie. They've done this in other states. They end up taking the tribal authority away. Currently, the only Indian county community with reservation in the state is in southeast Alaska. The state opposes the move. Well, who even needs a stinking state, ladies and gentlemen? So get the current issue of InfoWars magazine. Get it out to everyone you know. I meant to talk about this earlier. I'll try to get into it later after the Plumlee interview. But grandfather launches smart gun push after Sandy Hook shooting. Oh, and of course, guaranteed he's tied into Bloomberg. But the whole thing is, come on, let me have a biometric gun. Don't say no, you know, after Sandy Hook. Why doesn't the NRA want this? No, make your stupid biometric guns. The point is they'll end up not working. The government can scramble them. The government can make them obsolete. They can electromagnetic pulse take them out. And a lot of the big systems coming out, the government's going to have the codes to, just like with iPhones and stuff, to not let you videotape in public. How about not let you shoot? So smart meters, smart houses, smart cars, smart this, smart that. It's all about the back doors built into everything. And the GOP's come out and said, as Holder said a month ago, or almost a month ago, they want to make all the other guns be banned and make you go to these biometric smart bracelet garbage deals. So that's the new big anti-gun push. GOP fears executive order on biometric guns. Senator Cornyn is warning the Obama administration to not issue an executive order requiring that all new guns be made with biometric technology such as fingerprint recognition or bracelets. Cornyn raised the issue in a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder, who in testimony earlier this month highlighted biometric bracelets. Well, I heard on local 590 radio earlier this week, they were covering it on the news, and I pulled it up. You know, the grandfather that runs this, I mean, come on, you're not against brain chips, it's for the troops. Well, come on, you're not against biometric guns, it's for a grandpa. I mean, it's for the kids of Sandy Hook. Well, I heard he supposedly claims he's been threatened and he's not going to release the gun now, as if there aren't all these other companies that already have it for decades. You know, because of the evil anti-gunners, while they were mean to a grandpa. Stunt, that's what I call, that's my opinion. So that's where all of this is going, and they just always package it in this sicky sweet stuff and to target people that aren't conscious, that aren't aware of what's going, that aren't aware of what's happening. The truth is 167 people died in 2013 in what's called mass shootings, and more than half of them were gangbangers shooting each other. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. People say, what, is that okay? No, but in most so-called mass shootings, you know, and all the rest of it is people killing each other in criminal-related stuff. It was 60-something, I forget the exact number, I think 65, 66, that actually died in school shootings that wasn't gang-related. And that's a tragedy, and it's terrible. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic, as Stalin said. And the system knows that. But deer kill hundreds, honeybees kill hundreds. I know I harp on this. This is what we've got to get out to people. Literal peanut allergies kill more people than terrorists and mass shootings. So it is a red herring meant to frame all of us that are pro-gun through guilt as the murderers. We're going to break on this Sunday edition, this fourth day of May 2014. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to get into the Tosh Plumlee interview. Tell your friends and family, tune in. This is important.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us. I hope you've had your friends and family tune in, because over much of this hour, you're about to hear excerpts of an interview I did last Thursday on the weekday show. I don't usually re-air stuff on the Sunday show unless it's Ron Paul or somebody really big like Rand Paul, or back when we got a Ted Cruz interview, but this is really big. Or a Viggo Mortensen interview, stuff like that, that I'm name-dropping. This is really important. This guy was a major CIA contractor going back to the 50s. He still is. He's been vetted in Congress, been given gag orders before. He just exposed what really happened at Benghazi and what really went on there, that it was a hit of the ambassador so that they could cover up what was happening. Government narcotics running. He personally flew 40 tons of cocaine into the country. That's been declassified. This is Tosh Plumlee, and excerpts of my lengthy hour-long interview that I did with him last Thursday. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know what happened in Benghazi? This guy's risking his life. He's been told the Justice Department's about to subpoena him, good old Eric Holder, to gag him, to shut him up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not theory. This is fact. Here is Robert Tosh Plumlee. Now, going to Robert Tosh Plumlee, goes by Tosh. Most of you already know who he is. It's just that he's one of the biggest public whistleblowers out there. And he says if they gag him, as they've said the subpoena's coming, this time he will not shut up. And Tosh, A, why aren't you going to shut up? And then B, where do you see all this going? And then C, any other points you didn't make yesterday before we go to questions?
Well, I don't feel I should be threatened. I mean, if they sort of left me alone, perhaps I wouldn't even went into this. The Benghazi questions were originated that from information that came from a NATO source over in Afghanistan who was working that project after he'd been transferred from working the Mexico Task Force project. And in that, they me, and then that started the question. Questions about the 11 Benghazi questions I had out there. That evidently created some problems in D.C. and started them wanting to know where my contacts were. I told the information that I was a journalist and would not divulge those contacts. They went undercover, went down for a few months, and then came back up again, threatening me. This came out after I saw after your program, and two sources, one military and one civilian source, contacted me a few days ago and told me that I'd better watch what I was doing because the DOJ was in process of going to issue a subpoena on me. The reason that I decided to make contact was I know what happened when you're subpoenaed to go back and testify to a committee. The nature of what I'm dealing with and what I've dealt with in the past, it would be immediately classified top secret committee sensitive, and that is where the gag comes in, because at that point, if I continue to relay those questions and ask for answers, then I would be in violation of the national security statute and subject to five, I think it was 20 years, they told me, in a federal prison. I went and talked to an attorney about this, and then he told me to be extremely careful. And then I decided, well, the only thing that I can do is, again, try to go out through the Sunshine Law and put this all out before the fact. And so that's the reason for me, in the last few days, going on all these programs and talking about this. What do I expect to happen? I expect that the political powers that be will try to turn this political and try to say that I am trying to undermine Mrs. Clinton's election campaign, which is not the truth. So, and I've already been told that that's what that particular group, I thought it that way, are saying, is that Plumlee has been paid by others to go out and undermine the Clinton bid for the president.
It shows they're totally disconnected from reality, and their staffers didn't even show it to them. A very serious whistleblower letter. Let's expand on this now, then. Clearly, they don't want your questions to be looked at, so they want to question you, send you the subpoena that's basically a gag order. But undoubtedly, the Justice Department is A, listening now and watching now, and B, will be creating a transcript later for Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton to read. This is the kind of stuff that will come across their desk. What do you want to say to the NSA mop-up crew and the rest of them that are listening to this?
Well, I would just take it out of politics. I would, there's good people in NSA, but there's also gatekeepers, political gatekeepers that's been put into all these organizations, mainstream media and everybody else. So the good people that are actually working in our government and working for the people can't do their job. In other words, this has been a slow process of eroding. I call it American slow coup. In other words, by infiltrating political cronies into strategic positions to be gatekeepers and suck up any derogatory information like gun running, international gun running, and other matters, and keep that from hitting on the mainstream media. Mainstream media is infiltrated with all kinds of government gatekeepers to stop information from getting to the American people so that they can make wise decisions. So I thought with what my background and my experience, I can see it happen. We're losing our freedom by small degrees, gradually.
And by the way, Mr. Plumlee, they are hiding the evil in plain view. They announced last year the, quote, legalization of CIA and others inside media putting out psyops and disinformation. Now, that's always been going on. There's the headline, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. But it's not even government propaganda. It's criminal networks that have shut off the eyes and ears of even the government so they can get away with anything. My God, this is the biggest national security threat ever. the government has had a corporate fraudulent coup d'etat within it, and these people are so greedy that John Corzine's making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money at MF Global and not getting in trouble. That's an example of how ruthless they are. Only Bernie Madoff got in trouble because he stole money from other globalists. The globalists have gotten to the point that they are literally above the law and are so dumb they thought they could arm Al-Qaeda publicly to blow up Christian churches and shoot down aircraft with missiles we gave them. They are not going to get away with this, Tosh.
Well, the reason that they do that is that they have gone on a program through many different presidents, by the way, to sympathize the people so that we don't react. Then they can slide this through. In other words, what I'm saying, lead the people into a false sense of apathy, and apathy is what's destroying this country.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us on this Sunday edition. We'll be right back with more of this bombshell interview with the CIA whistleblower, Tosh Plumlee. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teas and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to waste time. Alex Jones here, back live. Here's more of Tosh Plumlee, the CIA whistleblower, and the Benghazi bombshell. We take a risk having people on the air like this. I'm not trying to toot our horn or anything, but if I told you all the stories and stuff I've seen, heard, the threats, the attacks, both physical and economic, there's a bunch of them going on right now we've uncovered. It's just you just learn to deal with it and turn it over to God. Because here's the deal. We're going to have Tosh back on very soon to do a whole hour with us, not on this subject, but on all the things he saw in Iran-Contra and so much more. I know a lot of that's been gagged and sealed, but he's one of the main witnesses. All I know is they recruited heavily out of Texas, different government agencies, mainly out of the Army. So I've had quite a few family that did different stuff, some of it pretty senior and on the muscle end of things. And they all just said the government's totally evil and does horrible things. There's on the top, there's a light side and there's a dark side. And there's good people in government that are trying to do good, but they're less and less. And, Tosh, I want to go to phone calls, but would you agree, though, that it's getting worse and that the light side in government is getting smaller? Or is it that the good guys just aren't able to get around the NSA now and the courts are so corrupt? I mean, or have things always been like this?
No, no, in my opinion, it's getting worse. That's one reason I re-engaged myself and got active in this. If you want to call me as a whistleblower or whatever, because as over the years, as I saw this heading in that the direction, eroding the Constitution, losing our freedoms, watching the appointments of the Supreme Court, looking at the agenda, the secret agenda that these administrations have, watching the hundreds and hundreds of lobbyists have access to the White House, I can't even talk to my elected representatives because they won't talk to me unless I give them a whole bunch of wad of money. When I started seeing all this guy, that's it. America is going down the chutes, man. We're losing our freedom.
By the way, I've talked to you off the air and your phone's clear, and you were clear during the break, and now you're distorted. They're definitely messing with your phone on purpose right now. Usually I say
I know. This happened yesterday on Hagman and Hagman, too. Same thing.
Rodney in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. Go ahead. You got a question?
Yeah, all right. We know this government's treasonous. They're doing everything they can to go against the people itself, the Benghazi thing alone, I seen the video as the attack was going on live on Al Jazeera TV over there. I posted the video on Facebook, and it got removed, and I was told I was in violation of content. Now, how do we remove this government and put in a whole new government?
Okay, if that's your question, I have a simple answer for you. Over the last whole part, it really screwed things up as far as the political ramifications that are going on in this country. We need the young generation to get out here and get active. Study. Go out here. Find the answers for yourself. Do your own research and come to your own conclusion.
We could also have JAG military courts start to investigate the criminality, but they'd be arrested immediately. Computane, if I'm pronouncing it right. We're going to you in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, I want to focus on methods and tactics that that Tosh is experiencing. Based on his experience and observations on previous incidents, is there anything unusual with the methods and tactics that this racketeering government is using against them? And if he were in full control of the faculties and prepared to respond to an attack, are there major flaws in the tactics that are being used against them?
Well, that's a mouthful. I'm not sure how to answer the question.
Tosh, I think what he's asking is you say it's getting worse, but you've been doing this 50-something years, you know, or just a famous, you know, contractor. How have things changed? And I mean, I think you're saying we got to have courage, speak up, and say no.
All right, here's the thing. The way I say it, okay, it's escalating. Okay, I'm just going to go back to Iran-Contra. I testified with Kerry. I got gagged on that. It was a testifying committee. Sensitive, top secret. Then when I continued out and I wrote an article, well, I didn't write it, but a friend of mine wrote it. I gave a reader. I run drugs on the staff. Named all the staging points, the SFIDs, the people involved, and everything else for the sole purpose of, to protect myself. I was called in front of the committee. I raised my right hand, and then they sealed. Committee sensitive. And then, when I asked for a transcript, they told me, well, you don't have a classification or a security clearance, so therefore you can't see your own testimony. And then if I went out and talked about it, I could possibly be in violation of a national security statute. And I could receive up to 5 to 10 years in federal penitentiary. The fact that I admitted that I was a cocaine smuggler into this country and taking U.S. weapons out of this country to a secret base in Santa Elena was pretty heavy information at that particular time. I was warned at that stop, I had better not do this. I had better not let this go on. So anyway, there's a whole story behind all that. Okay, Senator Hart wrote a letter to both committees, and it's been posted on my Facebook page, and it's been posted on the Internet. Bill Holden was Senator Gary Hart's security advisor. I contacted him and put all the maps and everything out for the sole purpose to protect me from going to a federal prison because I admitted that I'd flown cocaine as much as 40 tons of cocaine into this country on C-130. I admitted that, but it was a sanctioned operation supposed to be interdiction. The interdiction went to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and the evidence then was still freighted. And the drugs got out on the street. Also, at the same time when we come back on those C-130s, we're flying weapons from the 82nd Airborne that went on maneuvers down at Hartford. Those weapons were taken off the GAO book as being destroyed and lost in airdrops. Those weapons went to an island off Panama, stored there, taken back to El Toro Marine Naval Air Station, and then transferred by truck to China Lake to be retrofitted and then sent back to a drug runner's base known as Carl Quintero at Veracruz, where he was receiving $10,000 a month of CIA money to use his branch and airbase as a refueling stop to the formation of the Southern Front.
Stay there. It's incredible. We'll do one more segment.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. once you get new stuff.
Door Devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit YouWillFeelBetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. More of this taped interview with CIA insider whistleblower Robert Tosh Plumlee. If you just joined us in the last segment, he put all his cards on the table and just started talking about, I personally in flights flew 40 tons of cocaine into the United States, Iran-Contra, sanctioned by the White House. I flew the guns back out. Well, that's all admitted now, but his testimony was sealed. So I guess in a way, he just broke that gag order. Or has that gag order, that national security order, elapsed? Or are you just really getting in their face, Tosh?
I'm really getting in their face. I've been told it hasn't elapsed. That's what my attorney told me. I better not go on the air and keep talking about this because I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. My feeling is this. I want it out there before the fact. In other words, undocumented, invented by many different sources. could I have done? And that's the reason I opened up my Facebook page and started compiling all this stuff together to protect me, because I knew if I continued to talk mainly about Iran-Contra and the weapon shipments in violation of the Bolton Amendment, the setting up of the Southern Front and Point West of the secret air base at San Alina, C-130 flights going in there and documented in the Grasshopper and all these secret coded interdiction programs, alleged interdiction programs, I figured, man, hey, in answer to the other gentleman's question, how did it escalate? It started escalating at that point. That's the reason I brought up Iran-Contra. It started escalating at that point. I began to realize, hey, wait a minute. We have another entity out here. The average 8 to 5 American cannot comprehend that other world that lives out there. The world of pilots, the loaders, the fuel refuelers, the secret air bases, Paco Solo in Central America, John Hull's ranch, who received $10,000 a month in CIA money, Point West, Oliver North, 16 felonies, suddenly paroled and becomes American hero, and then passes judgment on a pilot like me. In other words, these kind of things upset me. But so, then you're sitting here and you're saying, well, what do I do about it? Do I do like everybody else? Do I sit and piss and moan about it? Or am I going to do something about it? I'm a C-130 pilot now, and I've been contacted by the CIA. Okay, if I piss the CIA off, I don't really care. They've pissed me off. In other words, I'm talking way out of school, way out of school, and I know that. But somebody's got to get out here and rattle the American people and get them off the couch and get them engaged. And the way to do it is get them engaged and start studying and reading what the hell is really going on in this country, and then get out and use their God-given rights and their talents and put a stop to it. That's all I can say about that.
Sure, I want to go back to calls. Powerful. I want to go back to calls, sir, but specifically, when you look at all of this, the public has been in denial, or they feel powerless, and the big issue is this is getting worse and worse. The tyranny is expanding, and to show how they gave you a thin cover, they told you it was interdiction, that you were getting the cocaine and flying it back here, because I remember reading the Iran-Contra files, but they were public, to destroy the cocaine. You then learned that that really wasn't going on.
Well, some of it was, and some of it wasn't. The special ops that were filtering into the bin raised up the money to get guns for the Contra. That doesn't mean that that was a complete government-sanctioned operation, but it was run out of the White House, period. In other words, through cutouts and so on like that. I was on CBS about our Forest Service aircraft being used as cutouts to private companies in order to carry the drugs down there. I mean, there is another world out there that the 8 to 5 do not understand that even exists. And all I've been trying to do is say, wait a minute, this matter is escalating. In other words, to answer your question, I hope I got it right. So I start seeing this happen. Then I start seeing my buddies going to jail. Then I start seeing some of them committing suicide. Then I start seeing character assassination. And then I had the character assassination applied upon me. In other words, the best way to stop an operation is control the communication. I started watching gatekeepers being infiltrated in the mainstream media to suck up any information that may be derogatory to our ongoing work.
No, I understand. They killed. What do you know about Barry Seal and others being killed?
Barry Seal was killed by Colombians that was tipped off by our own government. So basically, I say during the Reagan administration, that information was leaked out to the very people, which it could possibly happen to me, in a way that brought them in. How the hell did they get into this country as illegal? To come out here and gun him down, sitting in his Cadillac, when the judge put him in a safe house. Yes, Barry Seal was my friend. I flew the fat lady. I flew it out of Mena. I flew the fat lady in to get a seal. I helped set up the camera to photograph Bond and them in Central America. I'm the shadow warrior that someone had referenced to when my dossier was classified top secret. I'm a CIA operative, field operative. But I'm one step beyond that. I'm also in the Pentagon with a crew known as Praetorian Guard. Now, I've said it. I've told me, you can't say that. You're going to go to jail for saying that. Okay, I'm saying it to you, Alex. I'm saying it right on your program. It's just as solid as I can. I don't know how else to say it. We are involved in an international gun-running operation. Benghazi came up, and I'm not going to have our political people turn this into a political thing by saying that I am coming out here to raise the Benghazi question so that I destroy the possibility of Hillary Clinton's running for the office of the presidency. That is bold. That is not my motive. My motive is to get to the American people that you're being stolen from. Our tax dollars are going down the drain. I'm not taking an issue. I'm not a radical. Call me what you want. But the point is, the reality of it is that this has been a slow coup.
The reality is openly giving al-Qaeda heat-seeking missiles is too much for you, and you're not going to be part of it.
No, I'm not going to be part of it. I talked to a couple of C-130 pilots that are pissed off. They're still military. They can't talk like they're doing. They say, my God, you won't believe it. I just got refueled, air-to-air refueling, in order to get weapons from the Direct Commercial Sales Program to the Middle East and store them at a safe house in Jordan, a CIA safe house in Jordan, Pakistan. That broke out a little bit a few months ago, and the gatekeepers immediately squashed it. Also, back to Gary Hart. Gary Hart wrote a letter to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He released all the maps. He released all the flight plans to Bill Holden, his security advisor. All of them went to the Senate Armed Services Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee. He wrote a letter, sent it back to me. I posted it on the Internet. The last paragraph of that letter says they failed to investigate any of it because they had already known about it. It was a sanctioned operation. It was a secret operation run out of the White House. Our Senate and our Congress already knew about it, but they didn't tell the American people about it. And when Gary Hart wrote the letter asking for an investigation, so that was the only reason that I went to the man and said, hey, I want to get a congressional investigation into this because I'm running guns illegally to a southern front in violation of the Boland Amendment. What do I do, Mr. Senator? I've done exactly what me as an American citizen was supposed to do. I was supposed to contact my senator and sit down and expose an illegal operation. At that point in time, I was a government employee. According to federal law, it is my responsibility to become aware of any illegal operation that involves taxpayer money. It is my obligation to sit that to my supervisor or my office.
That's right. Your phone's breaking up. But it is the law. You're supposed to report illegal stuff, but then they'll try to use some national security issue on you and now throw you in jail for 20 years, not five. And Obama has prosecuted more people with that than any other president before him. I want to go to some phone calls and skip this network break because this is so historical. You're hearing a major CIA contractor, one of the most famous ones ever, also with a deep cover Pentagon. He just gave the code name for that. And Tosh Plumlee, Robert Tosh Plumlee. Robert Tosh Plumlee is his Facebook. We have the information mirrored at Infowars.com. This is InfoWars, and we saw the military by the thousands, including officers, holding up over their face in uniform last year signs saying, I will not attack Syria for al-Qaeda. And so I think they went too far trying to openly arm al-Qaeda, and that's what Benghazi was all about. And so Tosh Plumlee is blowing it all wide open and explaining what it's really all about. Don't touch that dial. This couldn't be more important information. Later we'll archive the audio of this up on InfoWars.com. The conclusion of the CIA insider whistleblower, Robert Tosh Plumlee, on the other side.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking their hands down on cats on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Tosh Plumlee, one of the most famous Iran-Contra, you name it, whistleblowers ever, still flies contracts for the CIA, because he's been a congressional testimony that was authorized, so they can't stop him from still having his job. He has broken huge Benghazi information last year that's now been vetted and confirmed by a lot of the information that's been coming out. So he's gotten contact. The Justice Department subpoena is coming. That will basically gag him. It'll say that he's not allowed to talk about it. Once he testifies, they'll then say all of that is secret, and he can never talk about it again.
Okay, what started all this was a source of mine, a friend of mine, was transferred from the task force operating in Mexico to Afghanistan, and then it was attached to a NATO field command. In that process of NATO field command, he turned out about finding weapons, U.S. weapons, being stashed at annex buildings and also in safe houses in Jordan and Pakistan. It was trying to leak out. Then when the weapons were stolen or pilfered, then they started showing up, and not during rebels, but in various different groups. In other words, these weapons started grenades, RPGs, launchers, grenade launchers, all this stuff started showing up in other hands. This was before, sort of before the rebels, you know, the, whatever you call the rebels, the Syrian rebels. But before we were even trying to arm them. So, and then here's the thing. This is what my source told me, and this is what motivated me. Ambassador Stevens found out about this. He made a complaint in writing back to the State Department complaining about the weapons and how and why was these weapons getting into these people's hands. There's dispatches to that. There's more than one memo. State Department is sitting on those memos. Now, just recently, their State Department says, oh, no, he's full of crap. We don't have nothing like that. Same thing. They told him, oh, we don't have any documentation. And then after push for answers on this Benghazi thing, they finally come out with emails that show that they actually knew every damn thing about those weapons, even to the extent of how those weapons were being infiltrated.
I brought that up to Colonel Schaefer weeks after it happened. He said, that's the word. It was a hit to take out Stevens. He got in a bunch of trouble, so he said, I'm just saying somebody, it was a planned hit. The point is, that's the best intel. We know the weapons were for Al-Qaeda. We know the ambassador from Turkey was there. They were supposed to ship them up there. We know Turkey's been the main conduit, along with Saudi Arabia. It's all confirmed. So they wanted to take Stevens out because he was going to end up testifying to Congress. And then when the Navy SEALs didn't stand down, the sheet-dipped CIA, former Navy SEALs, came and two of them held down the Al-Qaeda force for those 6-7 hours. That gave it time for the overhead drones to see what was happening, so the military found out there was a stand down so Al-Qaeda could kill everybody at the base, and they tried to kill everybody else that fled who got tipped off at checkpoints as well. But the whole thing, because it was badly managed, leaked out and blew up in Obama's face.
Well, that's about the size of it. My information came coincides with that information. In other words, this has been vetted from many, many different sources. But at the time, when the Benghazi questions were arranged, they said they were all crazy. There was nothing to these questions, but yet they refused to answer them. I would just like to take one of those questions and ask direct POTUS. Have someone that has access to POTUS ask him just one of these questions. Get it on the record. What does he have to say about that question? Yes or no? Very simple answer. Yes or no? There's 11 questions posted up there. It's been all over the internet since September. Why are these people refused to answer those questions? Those questions are not that complicated. They're very simple. Now, Benghazi, we lost 4 good people because of our intelligence failure. That doesn't mean that we have a bad intelligence network. It means that we have gatekeepers that have infiltrated those networks, instigated by our own political structure.
And that basically makes the country blind in the end, having all these triple agents of corporate interest inside government. These people are the biggest threat.
That's it. In other words, this has been a slow coup. Like I say, it's been ongoing for years. This didn't happen overnight. In other words, we have been infiltrating people. Call them CIA, call them whatever. I say they're one group beyond CIA. In other words, I don't blame the CIA for all this. There's damn good people in the CIA, but they can't get past those gatekeepers. They can't get past those non-qualified gatekeepers that are put in those positions by the politics of the time, whether it be Bush era, Clinton era, or Obama era. Who is the man behind the curtain? Who's pulling the string? Who is in charge of this international gun-running operation? Is there an international gun-running operation ongoing today? All I'm asking is for the American people to get off their couch, go out, check out, research, investigate,
right,
and come to your own conclusion.
Powerful, don't powerful insider knowledge. The secret of Benghazi released and confirmed here on air. We're risking our lives to bring you this information, especially Tosh. Pray for us. This isn't a game. Lee, in Ontario, Canada, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex, Tosh. Okay, Alex, to me it looks like exactly what you were talking about yesterday with the gaslighting. This administration is so good at gaslighting all these scandals, and let's face it, they've had their own share of scandals, and gaslighting is something they've gotten really good at. Tosh, you've been around for, I think you were born in 1937, so you've been around through a few administrations. Seems like the people at the top, they never really change. The motives don't change. It seems like the American public now, I wouldn't know because I'm 28 years old, but it seems like generations, they have changed drastically while the people at the top haven't changed. What makes it in this generation? Do you think this generation, with all these scandals and the fact that we've really done nothing about them or don't seem too interested in it, do you think we have the capability of peacefully assembling and doing something about it?
Absolutely. Tosh, the same question. Okay. What do we do about it?
All right. Yes. Okay. Yes, we do have the ability. That's the reason. In other words, it's time for if you want to call it rebel rousing or what the heck ever you call it, you've got to do something to motivate this younger generation, because the older generation has already contaminated this so bad that they themselves cannot untangle it. In other words, we are so indebted to some of these politicians that we have put in there, and their lobbyists and their cronies, and they're the ones that we've got to get rid of. Here's the problem. We've got a Congress and we've got a Senate that is totally contaminated with gatekeepers that we have put in position ourselves during these elections. I don't know if these elections are real or not. I'm not going to get off on theory. The point is this. Infiltration has started over the years and then migrated to where it is today. The people that are really for the Constitution and love their country and work for the government can't do their job, because when they find out something that could be derogatory against sitting POTUS, then they are not.
That's right. So we need more people in the system and outside the system to speak out, have a moral revival. That's the answer. And Tosh Plumlee's leading it with his courage. Sean.
Get a march on D.C. like we did in the 60s. In other words, get everybody together that wants to save this Constitution. And I don't mean be radical, and I don't mean be a non-peaceful, and I don't mean going threatening, and I don't mean get a bunch of armed militia showing up pointing guns at everybody. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is get a combined effort to make a march on Washington.
Sure. And support broadcasts that tell the truth and whistleblowers. Go ahead. Ramon in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. First things first. You were involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, Mr. Plumlee, and obviously the black community was affected most by, you know, the crack epidemic and these situations. So I wanted to know your opinion on how can I get my people more involved and more, get them to understand better that this, all these problems affect all of us. It's not just a white thing. It's not just a Clive and Bundy thing. It's an everyone thing. We should all rally around one another when we see these situations happening where, you know, people are getting taken advantage of. And what's your opinion on how we can unite? Because the last caller touched on it, but my community is most affected by this because they don't have the knowledge. They haven't been taught all these situations like the Iran-Contra.
Now, that's a great question, Tosh. Tosh, don't Americans have to come together regardless of race, religion, or creed for freedom?
Yes, definitely. Look, that's one of the ways that they destroy the credibility of people that do the research and come forward. They play the race card against them.
Well, folks, we've run out of time. I'm thinking about making this show 3 hours long. Speaking of 3 hours, I'll be back tomorrow live, Lord willing, to pray for us. This is dangerous stuff. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. of the weekday show. Stay tuned for more powerful information on this same station.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years,